Roger, what time y'all leave?
We leave at 7:20, sir.
I called you too early. I didn't realize.
No, I'm wide awake, sir. In fact, I'm just finishing breakfast.
I just wanted to talk to you and see. Are you downstairs?
Yes,
in your room.
I'm just finishing breakfast in my room, sir.
Oh, well, that's good. Did we have any problems last night?
No. The speech has gotten the best reception from the press that I've heard in years. They're throwing around words like superb. And one of them, they're saying things like not only was the speech superb, but the delivery was superb. Jim Deacon of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said that one speech was worth the whole trip and a lot of other trips. He said it was just perfect. I don't know of any real problems we have. I'd like to distribute the Sacramento speech between Portland and Sacramento. And the, all in all, I'd say the evening went beautifully, and incidentally, your delivery was perfect. It really was. Best I've ever heard you do. And the speech was out of this world. That really knocked it out of the ballpark. I was talking to not only the newspaper men, but just people in the crowd afterward. And God, you could see those women, they jumped up in chairs and they were cheering and waving handkerchiefs in the back of the room. And it, that was a triumph last night.
Any of these people traveling to go watch?
Pardon?
Have any of these people been traveling to go watch?
Not a single one of them. Some of them will be going out next week. Ben Cole went out this week, and I'll get my best report from him when he gets back.
Who's he with?
He's with the Pulliam Papers. He's an Indiana Hoosier I was telling you about that very strong for you. It works primarily for the Indianapolis paper.
Well, now, this boy I'm talking about is on this trip with us. This boy I've been asking you.
Tall, dark.
Too tall, not about your height. He has black hair.
Middle Western. No, Cole is not with us.
He is, I would say that he is the most active man with him. Every time I see him, he's working. He's out in front. He's always with us. Hey, looks like Helen Thompson. That's her color.
You do know Bob Thompson? With the Los Angeles Times.
I guess that's him. I guess that's who it is, yeah.
Yeah, the Middle Western thing is what threw me off, because when you said Helen Thomas, he does look something like this. He has sort of Indian-like.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Bob Thompson. Dark kind of wiry hair, and, you have actually seen him around for years because he used to be on the Senate staff of the International News Service. Then he went from there to the New York Daily, and when the International News, he went to the the New York News. And then when the Los Angeles Times started to expand its bureau, he went with it. And he's quite friendly.
He's writing a book on Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah.
Make Bobby run.
That's right.
Are they very friendly?
To Bobby? No, he won't be friendly to Bobby. Doesn't like him. He doesn't. Yeah, I don't think he hates him or anything like that. But
anything in these speeches today?
Sacramento speech is another ballpark affair. Sacramento speech because of what it says. The speech last night because of the way it said it. But you'll have major play in the Sacramento speech.
What about
Portland speech will get good play in the West. But it's going to get lost between the one at Sacramento and the one at went last night.
Well, I guess analyzer's pretty good. Much fun.
You bet, sir.